Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. Thank you for listening to The Bad Mom, because you know my kids damn sure don't. Today is Tuesday, June 25th. It is 3 o'clock p.m. I'm on my way home from work. I had a really good day today for some reason. It feels like a Friday. It's only Tuesday. What's going on with that? I don't know. Today I just kind of want to get on to a mom topic, since I did call this channel The Bad Mom. Oh my gosh, I just ran over a squirrel. Oh, that was pitiful. Anyways, what was I saying? I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to talk about how to deal with stress as a mother. Now, I am a mother of three. I may have said that before. I don't remember. I am a single mother of three girls, all under the age of five. And it doesn't matter how many kids you have. It doesn't matter how old they are. If you are a mother, if you are a father, a grandparent, and whatever you may be, you are going to have to deal with stress when there are children involved. Or if you're, you know, whoever it is that you are responsible for, there will be stress in your life. Now, I have asked so many people, how do you deal with your stress? Or what do you do to calm yourself down when you're stressed out? What do you do to clear your mind? And, you know, they'll throw out tips and tricks here and there. And it seems like no matter what I try, I am always stressed. Always. But my one thing that always works, and it may not work for everybody, but the one thing that always works for me is 5 minutes, okay? And 5 minutes means when I am getting stressed, whether I am at work, whether I am in the car, whether I am at home, when I am stressed, I need 5 minutes. Now, that might mean 5 minutes of silence. That might mean 5 minutes of me time. That might mean 5 minutes of me stepping outside, going in my bedroom, whatever. 5 minutes. So let's say, for instance, I'll give you a car example. We are on the way to school, and my three girls are in the back seat, and they're fighting. One of them's mad because this one's shoes doesn't match her shoes, and whatever. Let's just say they're getting on my nerves this morning, and they're testing my patience, and I am stressed at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I shouldn't be. Okay? That is not how you want to start your day off. So, I will turn myself around and say, girls, mama needs 5 minutes. And they know what that means. They know that means they need to shut their mouth and just let me have 5 minutes of peace and quiet. And it's amazing. Sometimes that 5 minutes feels like 25 minutes, and I'm like, okay, y'all can talk now, you're good. Five minutes for me does a lot. It really, it just kind of restarts everything. It clears whatever I had going on through my mind and just gives me a fresh start. Okay, so now let me give you a different scenario. Let's say we are at home, and I'm in the kitchen trying to cook supper, or I haven't even been able to start cooking supper yet because I've got one kid coming up saying, I want this, and the other kid wants this, and the other kid wants this, and now they all want something different after I've given them what they wanted in the first place. I go, hands up in the air, mama needs 5 minutes, okay? Now, when we're at home, mama needs 5 minutes means get out of my kitchen, go to your room, pick up a toy, I'm going to my bedroom, I'm going to shut the door, and I'm going to lock it, and I'm going to sit there for 5 minutes. Now, during that 5 minutes in my bedroom, I may just lay there, I may cry, I may go look at myself in the mirror, I might pluck my eyebrows, or I might play on my phone. But when my 5 minutes is up, I'm like, okay, I'm good now. And I'll go back in the living room, Girls, get out here. Mama's 5 minutes is up. And they'll come out. And I tried to set that as, I don't want to call it a rule, but I try to set that as a rule. So my kids know that when mama needs 5 minutes, they know that that means I am almost at a breaking point and I can't take anymore. And I'm going to need somebody to pause and I'm going to need somebody to be quiet and I might need some me time. Now, I can't really think of any other things that work for me better than that does, because like I said, it doesn't matter where we are. We could be out to eat and kids are stressing me out, or it might not even be the kids. It might be something else that's stressing me out. It might be work. It might be bills. It might be, a relationship or a friendship, or, you know, any problems that I have going on, I might just be stressed about. But on top of that, having to be responsible for kids sometimes makes that stress even worse. So let's say we're out to eat at dinner and I've got all these thoughts running through my mind, and one of my kids might ask the most innocent question ever that isn't even geared towards stressing me out, and I might just go, you know what, hush, mama needs 5 minutes. And they understand that we will get back to what they need to talk about, but I need to make sure that I am at a state of mind where I can fully take in, listen, and respond to what they're talking about and what they're saying to me. Because a lot of times when I get stressed, I tend to zone out. I don't hear anything. I don't listen to anything. I don't respond. And that is unhealthy as a mother. Because as a mother, you need to be present in your children's lives. Physically, mentally, you need to be there. And when they're asking you a question, it doesn't matter what they're asking you. Mama, why does the door open this way? Or mama, why is the hot water on the left and the cold water on the right? Or mama, why can't I have Dr. Pepper at night? And mama, why do they call it Dr. Pepper if it doesn't have pepper in it? And, you know, mama needs 5 minutes, but I'll answer your question in 5 minutes, I promise, okay? And then you come back and you tell them why there's not pepper in Dr. Pepper, and you tell them why the door shuts that way. You make something up, but just be there for your kids, but also be there for yourself. And that really is the most important thing in dealing with stress as a mom, is making time for yourself. And I know that sometimes as a mom, you put your children's needs before yours, and also everybody else's needs that is around you, whether it's a husband, a boyfriend, a roommate, your parents, whoever it is that you are around. As a mother, you tend to put their needs first, and that is very unhealthy. And just coming from my point of view, like I said, other moms may have different opinions on this, but coming from my point of view, when I need time to myself, I will get time to myself so that I can be the best mom that I am capable of being. Because when I'm stressed out, that is the last thing that I am, is a good mom. And sometimes I don't think people understand how stressful it is to have children. You are responsible for their lives. You are responsible for how they grow. You are responsible for their safety. You are responsible for their future. You are responsible for everything. They are your children, your responsibility. You created them, and they are a gift. Honestly, they're the best gift that I've ever received in my life. But they do test my patience, and they have changed who I am as a person. Because before I had kids, I may have had stress, but I never knew I had stress until I had kids. I never knew what it was or what it felt like. And I don't know. I wish that I had better coping skills other than just going and hiding away in a room. So maybe that's something that I can work on, is coming up with new coping skills for stress. I might need to do some research on that. Or, I don't really have mom friends, so, like, I don't really have anybody to ask, other than a few. But, you know, most of them typically give me the same answer, is, you know, I sometimes I just walk away. Or, you know, I don't know what would be nice. I don't have any hobbies or there's nothing quick. Yeah, as a mom, you need your stress-free time to be quick because you don't get any off time as a mom. It's a 24/7 job. It's a full-time job raising children. Whether it's one or whether it's 15, it's a full-time job. So that is really all I had to say about that today. I wanted to get that off my chest because I feel like sometimes moms are unappreciated, and I feel like also moms are a little bit shamed if they do something for themselves. Who cares if you take 5 minutes or a whole day or 5 days, whatever it is that you need. If you need time off to be a better mom, then mama, you do it. And shout out to the moms who don't get any me time. I don't know how you do that either, because I'll tell you what, I mean, I could three times in 1 hour, I could be like, okay, mama needs 5 minutes. Three times in 1 hour. So I'll let you do the math. That's 15 minutes out of the hour I might be shutting myself in my room, but I know what's best for me, and what's best for me is also what's best for my kids, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. I want a happy household. I want a happy family, and being stress-free, I think, is the first step to making that happen. All right, now I'm gonna go because mama needs 5 minutes, so I will see you guys on the next podcast, and thank you so much for listening. Have a great afternoon.